Chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the good news of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was born of the offspring of David according to the flesh, who was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we received grace and the office of apostle, for obedience of faith among all the nations, for his name's sake, among whom you are also called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all who are in Rome, loved by God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the good news of his Son, how I constantly mention you always in my prayers, requesting, if by any means now at last I may succeed by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. Now I do not desire to have you unaware, brothers, that I often planned to come to you, and was hindered so far, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among the other non-Jewish people. I have an obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So, for my part, I am eager to preach the good news to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the good news, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it is revealed God's righteousness from faith to faith. As it is written, but the righteous will live by faith.